The moral universe has now been turned upside down. Those of us who oppose genocide are accused of advocating it. Those who carry out genocide are said to have the right to defend themselves, vetoing ceasefires and providing 2,000-pound bombs to Israel is the road to peace. Refusing to negotiate will free the hostages. Carrying out genocide in Gaza is a way to de-radicalize Palestinians. None of this makes sense. If the genocide in Gaza is not halted, it will presage a new world order. It will be a world where nations with vast bureaucratic structures and technologically advanced military systems carry out, in public view, massive killing projects. The industrialized nations, fearful of global chaos, are sending an ominous message to the global south and anyone who might think of revolt. We will kill you without restraint, and no one will stop us. One day, you will all be Palestinians.
Yes, folks, and rarely a truer word have I heard spoken. And as I've been saying for the last at least 12 years, if we do not heal the situation in Palestine, then the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. And that's pretty much exactly what Chris Hedges said in that little speech that he just gave. And it's really good to see people saying this, folks, because the situation in Gaza is incomprehensible for most people. The amount of destruction that is going on in the Gaza Strip, while the Israelis claim it isn't genocide, is just ridiculous, folks. There is no other explanation for what they're doing other than genocide. And remember, recently I said, I mean, we've been hearing that the figures are 45,000 people dead. That figure has somehow been reduced to 38,000 people dead, and it hasn't gone up in the last 4 or 5 months. They've been continuing their bombardment in every way, shape and form that they can. You know, they tell the Palestinians to go to safe zones, and then they bomb the safe zones. They bomb refugee camps. I had a video on the last show showing them shelling tents with tanks. This is the mentality of Israel, folks. This is what they do. And I've been saying for quite a while now that this figure that they're giving us of 45,000 people dead is grossly understated, that the death toll is far higher than that. And there was a report that was released by Lancet just the other day, like day before yesterday or a couple of days ago, indicating that the death toll in Gaza is around 186,000, if not higher. And I would say, yes, it's a lot higher than 186,000. I wouldn't be surprised if it's up around 300,000 to 400,000. You cannot level a place the way they've done. You cannot do this amount of damage, destroy all the buildings, destroy all the infrastructure, destroy everything, and claim that you're not killing people and you're just targeting Hamas. Apparently there's a Hamas base under everything, folks. There's a Hamas base under every tent, in every water facility, in the sewage plants, in everything. There seems to be Hamas bases. This is the excuse that Israel is using to just bomb the shit out of these people and carry out the worst genocide we've seen in living memory. And, you know, they are so stupid and so demented and so deranged and so psychopathic and full of their own self-importance that these Jews that are doing this, all these terrorists in the IDF, which is the most well-funded terrorist army on earth, the Israeli Defense Force, which isn't defending anything, it's an offense force, it's an occupation force, and it always has been. But these people are so demented that they actually film their own war crimes and post them on social media. It's remarkable, it really is. There was a video I saw the other day of an Israeli terrorist just torching someone's home for fun. Yeah, that's the sort of stuff they do, folks. They just like to rape, pillage, plunder, and destroy. Look at these flowers here. Isn't this beautiful? And they reduce down to this and produce these seeds. Here's one here, halfway there. Incredible stuff. Beautiful, beautiful flowers. Beautiful seed pods as well. They look quite remarkable, don't they? Just these bells kind of hanging there. Incredible stuff. But anyway, yeah, they filmed themselves committing their own war crimes, folks. It's remarkable. Absolutely demented race of psychopaths. It would be really good to see an international coalition formed and for them to just go in and bomb Israel off the face of the earth. It really would. You know, and I don't want innocent Jews to get killed, of course, but the fact of the matter is that 95% of the Jews in Israel actually support the apartheid system. They support what the rogue government is doing. And they want the Palestinians dead. There's even an Israeli minister who's like something to do with international affairs or something. And there was someone who killed a Palestinian prisoner in jail. And he commented that it was a good thing and the guy's a hero. And he commends him for it. This is the type of mentality we're dealing with when it comes to the rogue state of Israel, folks. And honestly, if you want world peace, if you want to stop world terrorism, Israel needs to be removed from existence, well, the state of Israel anyway. As I've said, the meaning of Israel is not even a state. It's not anything like that. The meaning of Israel is it's a mindset. It's for those who believe that there is a one true God. That's what it means to be an Israelite. It's got nothing to do with the state. It's got nothing to do with what the current crop of modern Jews actually claim it means. It doesn't mean anything of the sort. And that's an important distinction for people to make. But it's just out of control, folks. It's just completely out of control. And as I've said, the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. That's why I'm still talking about it. You know, and I've got to talk about it because the people of Palestine, the people of Gaza need witnesses to see what's going on and to witness what's happening. Yeah, and I've said before, if you're someone out there and you've got a platform and you've got a lot of listeners, whether you're talking about ancient history or whatever you're talking about, if you haven't at least mentioned the situation in Gaza, then you are complicit in genocide. It's as simple as that.
My name is Alan Shabarro. I was with 3rd Special Forces Group. I was with the Commanders in Extremis Force of B-23. I was a sniper, assaulter, and a breacher. I did 3 rotations, 2008, 2009, and 2007. I know war. What's going on in Palestine right now is not a war. It is the dehumanization, it's the genocide, it's the ethnic cleansing of a specific people to take their land. This is wrong. And there's nothing more American than speaking out against what's wrong. The U.S. taxpayer is paying for this, which makes it even more frustrating. This needs to stop. This needs to stop. Whatever you can do, anything, this needs to stop.
I mean, there's no grey area here, folks. We are witnessing the worst genocide in modern history, and we have an obligation to life, to what is good, decent, and wholesome, and to ourselves to report on this genocide and don't ever back down from it. Don't ever back down from the truth, folks. The truth is the state of Israel is a terrorist state. Look what's going on in the United States, like how it's being completely destroyed. And understand that every single politician in the United States has an Israeli handler. And understand that all U.S. foreign policy is controlled by Israel. Why do you think they're still sending them bombs and all this shit they're doing? It's just remarkable that people can't see the truth that is right before them. It really is. Not just the United States, of course. England's doing the same thing. New Prime Minister in Britain, Ken Starmer. Yeah, what could possibly go wrong with this guy? He looks perfect for the part. Plus, there's a few clips of him wearing that stupid little tea cosy that the Israeli terrorists like to wear to identify themselves with the terrorist network that they belong to. So this guy's a Jewish puppet. He's got a Jewish wife, which means he's a Jewish puppet. And that's just unfortunately what it is. You know, if you want to save the United States, you want to fix up what's going on there, you want to fix the whole migrant issue, you want to fix everything, what you've got to do is get all of the dual Israeli citizens out of government. And there are so many of them, folks. There's so many of them. I mean, look at the Kologi plan. Look what they plan to do to the West. And I've said it many, many times. Barbara Lerner, that video that I've played you before of Barbara Lerner out there saying, yes, well, Europe must become multicultural.
I think there's a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
And by Europe, she means all white Western nations. That's the plan, folks. And they admit that they're doing it. You know, you want to stop the migrant influx into America, you've got to understand the whole thing's been run by Jews. Same as the migrant influx into Europe. It's all being run by Jews. If you want to fix the situation, get all Jews out of foreign governments. Why would you have a Jew in your government anyway? Like here in Mexico, why would they elect Claudia Sheinbaum as the new president of Mexico when her first allegiance is going to be with Israel? It's not going to be with Mexico. She'll commit Mexico to all sorts of stuff as long as it supports Israel. That's what they do, folks. That's why they position themselves around the world so they can control it. And they've been doing it for a very long time, folks, and it's become so obvious to people. Yeah, and this new president of Mexico is just going to support Israel over the state of Mexico, the same as whatever his name is, Ken Starmer, the new Prime Minister of the UK, the Prime Minister of England, is going to support Israel over England. I mean, that's what he's going to do. I mean, there's no stopping these people, and there's no debate at the levels they're prepared to stoop to. These people will do anything to set themselves up as the supremacists of the world and the rulers of the world. And it's remarkable how the Christians support them so much when they hate Christians. They hate the Bible, they hate Jesus, they hate everything that Christianity stands for. And it was these people who coined the phrase Judeo-Christian, because apparently, you know, Jesus was supposed to be a Jew when he was actually a Palestinian, if he even existed. You know, they've co-opted everything and they've twisted the minds of people, and they twist everything to make it sound like they're the victims all the time. But the whole narrative is falling down. The Holocaust narrative is falling down. The Holocaust is physically impossible to have happened, folks. There wasn't enough time in World War II to have burnt that many bodies. Even when you look at today, I mean, with new modern cremation systems, they can cremate a human body in 1 hour. If they'd done that during World War II, then it would have taken them like something like 140 years to kill the amount of people that they claim died in World War II. And that doesn't count for clearing the ashes out and loading the next body in or anything like that. That's just if you went for 1 hour on each body, not a second over, You know, it would take so long for them to do it, and it's not possible that they did it. It's not possible that it happened. There weren't even enough Jews in Europe for that to happen. Not to mention that, as I've said before, there was a thing called the Transfer Agreement, or the Havar Agreement, in 1933, which saw Hitler ship 200,000 Jews out of Germany and down to Palestine with all their assets. And he also gave them 100 million Deutschmarks or something at the same time. So he actually set up the funding for what would become the State of Israel. And he sent 200,000 Jews there to start colonizing the place in 1933. Of course, they've been colonizing it before then. They've been colonizing it since the late 1800s. But Hitler really did what he could to make sure that continued, and he set up the funding for that to happen. It's really important to make that distinction, folks. They even minted a medallion to commemorate the occasion. So there's no question that this is a reality. We've just been taught to believe that Hitler was this evil man and to vilify the swastika. You can't have the swastika anywhere. Well, swastika is actually a really ancient symbol. And actually, in 1932, in America, at the end of the Great Depression, they gave out lucky coins. Stop crying, start buying. Gold coins they were giving out to the people to celebrate the end of the Depression. And on one side, you see the universal symbol for good luck and prosperity displayed in order to encourage them, and that symbol was, of course, the swastika. Interesting that there's a Star of David there behind it and an all-seeing eye in the middle, because that's kind of what they achieved after the Great Depression, was the control of America by the State of Israel, and they managed to put their all-seeing eye surveillance system in place, or at least start to put it in place after the Great Depression. And it was going on before then, but that really marked a turning point for them. They got to steal the wealth of everybody during the Great Depression and claim it was just this natural event, you know, when it wasn't. It was completely and utterly staged. And the swastika has always been a symbol of reverence to a lot of people. They've loved it and used it all around the world. There's even Coca-Cola symbols made out of the swastika. There was boats in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race in Australia in the 1930s that displayed the swastika, because it's a symbol of good luck, symbol of prosperity. We've been taught to hate it. We've been taught to be scared of the universal symbol of good luck, balance, and prosperity. Interesting how that works, isn't it? And instead, people do things like they revere the peace sign, which is actually the Druidic death rune. It's just unreal, folks. It's unreal how much we've been messed with in so many ways. Absolutely incredible. But yeah, that's the state of the world in July 2024. It's pretty drastic, folks. It's pretty drastic. And what's going on in the United States is absolutely horrendous. I mean, the migrant situation, the whole election coming up and all that sort of shit, they talk whether Biden's going to retire or whatever. It doesn't matter, folks. It's all the one system. It doesn't matter who you vote for. Whoever you vote for, you're voting for Zionism. That's the way it works. Trump is a full-blown Zionist. He's the most Jewish president the United States has ever had. And what's his solution to the migrant crisis? Recently, he said, he is going to, if elected, he's going to withdraw welfare from all the migrants. Well, gee, that sounds like a great idea, doesn't it? Import tens of thousands of people into the country and then take away all visible means of support from them. That should do wonders for the crime rate and for the break-ins. It's sure to slow down after that, isn't it? No, it isn't. It's going to go out of control. You don't remove welfare from these people. You provide them with welfare while you're organizing them to be shipped out of the country and back to where they came. But don't put them in a position when they've got nothing. They've got nothing to fall back on, because if you do, the crime rate is going to skyrocket. And won't that be a good excuse for a police state? In fact, you'll have people literally calling out for a police state if that happens. And Trump will likely double arm shipments to Israel as well, so they can continue their genocide of Gaza. It's just such a puppet show, folks. It's such a puppet show. The only way to free the world is to get rid of government altogether. You're never going to heal the problems in the world by expecting government to do it. Government won't heal any of the problems because government is the problem in every situation. In Australia now, they're killing household pets under the guise of destroying fire ants. They're literally spraying the skies with fire ant bait over so many areas, Currumbin Valley, where I used to live in Australia, all over the Gold Coast, all over Brisbane, all over suburban and rural areas. They're spraying poison from the sky to kill fire ants. And what it's doing is killing everybody's pets.
An urgent warning for Southeast pet owners tonight. There are growing concerns that dogs are being poisoned by a common substance. Experts now warning of the potential risks of fire ant bait.
Enjoying plenty of attention and much-needed scratches, 12-year-old Axel is back at home and on the mend.
We weren't sure whether he was going to make it.
Owner Paolo was walking Axel down to the local park in Currumbin Waters, and when they got home, things took a turn for the worst.
He has a habit of licking his feet, and when we've gotten home, we put him down, and later on that night, he started throwing up and wouldn't stop throwing up.
Paolo rushing the Maltese Shih Tzu to the vet.
And then they'd done blood tests and told us that it was toxic. His liver had been totally poisoned by toxins.
Veterinarian Michael O'Donoghue claiming the poison likely came from recent fire ant bait in the area.
There's a strong association then between the fire ant bait and the clinical signs that we see.
Paolo's quick thinking saving Axel's life.
It is one of our pets and we'd pretty much do anything for them.
The National Fire Ant Eradication Program says treatment is non-toxic to pets. The active ingredients are commonly used in veterinary practices like pest control and flea collars. But experts say too much of these ingredients can be detrimental.
But yeah, toxins certainly do kill animals on a regular basis.
Dr. Michael now urging locals to stay vigilant.
Well, obviously keep them off the grass if you know that fire ant bait has been applied on your property or outside your footpath. To keep them off the grass.
But mostly nowadays I think I'll take them down onto the sand of the beach where I know nothing's been treated.
Bella Schwarzenegger, Nine News.
Interesting. Channel 9 posted that video, then they removed it from their channel. They deleted it from Facebook. They probably thought, gee, we said a little bit too much in that. We let people know that the poison that the government is spraying from the sky is poisoning their pets, and if they want their pets to be safe, don't let them walk on the grass. Don't let them walk on the grass. Everyone's got grass in their yards, in their everywhere. You go take your dog to the park, he's walking on the grass. And all it takes is him to walk on the grass and then lick his paws, and he's going to get poisoned. And that's what's happening, folks. I've got some friends in Currumbin Valley who have a whole bunch of Jack Russells, and one of them is very, very sick. It's been on a drip for 9 days, struggling for its life, fighting for its life. And this is a result of the criminals in the Australian government spraying poison under the pretext of killing fire ants. They're saying new COVID's coming in Australia as well.
Scientists are tracking a new COVID strain likely to cause problems in Sydney this summer. A common variant known as Flirt has now mutated into one called Fluke, and authorities suspect it's already here.
It's called Fluke.
Absolute fluke that he stopped that, Jim.
But you don't want to catch this.
Fluke is a subvariant, a grandson, so to speak, of Omicron. It's more transmissible, but it's not more likely to put you in hospital.
Almost 5,000 of us came down with COVID last week. Those are just lab-confirmed cases. The real number, many more.
So much bullshit from these people, folks. I mean, what's it going to take for people to rise up and say, hey, listen, you people, get out of the fucking building? You know, the Australian government attempted to genocide its people through mRNA jabs. It's spraying the sky with poison. It's supporting the genocide of Gaza. And as I've said before, folks, you've got governments that are supporting the genocide of Gaza. So what do you think they have in store for you? As Chris Hedges said at the start, we will all be Palestinians soon. And as I've been saying for at least 12 years, the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. It's really important that people see what's going on here, folks. It really is. In China, they're also claiming that there's a big bird flu outbreak and all that sort of shit. And they're actually testing chickens using a PCR, which isn't a test. It's remarkable that they can still do this and people will still buy into it and go along with it. It really is, folks. It's absolutely remarkable. But that's what's going on. I mean, Australia is falling rapidly due to the apathy of the people, and it's the same right around the world, folks. It's due to the apathy of the people that all of these nations are falling, and it's all being done at the whim of the Jews. It's just remarkable. Something else that came out in Australia as well was the report on vaccine damage, and they worked out that people are likely, or children that have been vaccinated, just normal vaccines, people that have been vaccinated, children that have been vaccinated have a 44,423% possibility of contracting rare diseases than children who haven't been vaccinated. That's about 45 times more likely to get a rare disease. And they also designated, or discovered through the figures, that children who received the COVID vaccine have a 13,633% higher risk of catching COVID. Of course, there isn't any COVID, but anything that happens to them, they just call it long COVID or whatever, heart disease, whatever, you know, strokes, sudden infant death syndrome, any of this sort of shit, they just say it's long COVID. But 33,433% higher risk, that's 137 times more likely to get a COVID-related disease and to die. If people can't see what's going on, folks, it's remarkable. And now they're still saying, I mean, Bill Gates is pushing that we need to make all these mRNA vaccines, all vaccines should be mRNA, and we're going to save the world. This is a guy who's openly called for depopulation, who wants to serve you fake meat and milk made from blended maggots. Think about this, folks. He wants you to drink maggot milk. Oh, isn't that going to be wonderful? Isn't that going to be wonderful? No, we've got to do that. We've got to remove the cows because the cows are farting too much and it's causing climate change.
Global emissions are cows who burp and fart methane to an extreme degree.
Mount Edna went off the other day. It put more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere than we will release in 200 years. And yet it's cow farts that are causing climate change. Well, here's a little bit of information for you folks. Cows don't fart. Cows have four stomachs. They get bloated. If they farted, they wouldn't lie down in the paddock bloated and have to be rescued by the farmer. They belch occasionally, but they don't fart.
This is for information purposes only. I've been laughing my ass off for a year at least. These elites blaming cows for the CO2 problem and stuff. Cows can't fart. It's impossible. They belch once in a while, comes up out of the front, but they can't fart. That's how stupid these sons of bitches are.
Isn't that remarkable, folks? It would appear that Bill Gates forgot to ask a farmer about cow farts before he started blaming cow farts for dispensing methane and causing climate change. And that's why we have to stop eating meat, because of the cows we're harvesting and they're farting all the time. It's just unbelievable stuff, folks. Unbelievable stuff, you know. And, you know, you got this new guy in the UK. 80% of the UK didn't vote for Starmer, and yet somehow he got in anyway. And like I said, he's got a Jewish wife, and he's also a member of the World Economic Forum. And in his first speech, he said what they need is a greater reset.
And it is surely clear to everyone that our country needs a bigger reset, a rediscovery of who we are, because no matter how fierce the storms of history, one of the great strengths of this nation has always been our ability to navigate a way to calmer waters.
Incredible stuff, folks. They tell you exactly what they're doing. And like I said, the only way the human race is going to survive what's coming is to get rid of these politicians altogether. Modern government is criminal racketeering. That's all it is. It's criminal racketeering, folks. You don't need these people. We could run the world far better if government wasn't there to get in the way. People say, oh, we need government to protect us. No, we don't. We only need it to protect us from the other governments, if there's a war or something, which isn't ever caused by the people, it's caused by the governments. You know what they've done in Ukraine, all this shit that's going on in Ukraine. There was a hospital bombed yesterday, a children's hospital bombed in Ukraine. Of course, they blamed it on Russia. But isn't it interesting that right as support for Ukraine appears to be failing, suddenly a children's hospital gets bombed and they blame it on Russia. And there's actually every indication that this was a Ukrainian missile. They're saying it went out of control, it missed its target and so somehow landed on a hospital in Kiev. I'd say it was probably deliberate, folks, but there's every indication this was an attack upon itself. Yeah, and they do this sort of stuff to garner sympathy, folks. Same as what's going on in Israel. With all the fires in northern Israel, they're blaming on Hezbollah. I wouldn't be surprised if Israel set these fires themselves. They're still randomly killing people in Lebanon and trying to provoke the attack as much as they can. And they're now saying that if they go to war with Lebanon, then Lebanon will cease to exist.
אז אני אומר את זה לצרפתים. לצרפתים ולאחרים מה שנקרא ממדינות העולם שטוענות את זה אין שום הבדל בין חיזבאללה ללבנון לבנון תושמד לאור כמו שהדברים מתקדמים ואני אומר את זה אפילו עכשיו בצורה מאוד בוטה אנחנו באירוע שבו לבנון הולכת לקראת השמדה לא תהיה אותה לבנון כמו שהם מכירים אני לא הולך להתעסק בצייד קטיושות של חיזבאללה את המחיר לתוקפנות מאדמת לבנון תשלם מדינת לבנון
ראש, סליחה השר קיש אתה השתמשת במילה אני לא אמרת ביקשת שאני לא אקטע אותך תושמד השמדה יש לה במינוח העברי
So they intend to do to Lebanon exactly what they're doing to Palestine and to Gaza. And of course, we all know Lebanon is listed as part of Israel in the Greater Israel Project. They want to commandeer this land. They want to commandeer Lebanon. They want to commandeer Syria. They want to commandeer the Sinai and all of eastern Egypt as well, up to the Nile. They want to commandeer all that and keep it for themselves, and they're all claiming it's Greater Israel, when there is no Israel to begin with, folks. There never was a state of Israel, and there never will be or never should be a state of Israel, and I honestly think its days are numbered. And they're concerned about the rise in anti-Semitism around the world. Well, you can thank Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli government for that. I mean, the term anti-Semite, I will wear that like a badge on my chest for the rest of my life. Because these people that are claiming all this aren't even Semites. The Palestinians are the real Semites. Most of the Israeli government are European. Most of the soldiers carrying out the genocide in Gaza aren't Israelis anyway. These are foreign mercenaries who claim to be Jews who've come from all around the world just to terrorize children. And they're proud of it. And this Ukrainian soldier is totally proud of the fact that he's killing children.
Alan Salan Yaza. Zochim ta sirtonim hale. Shav yeseret chadash. Merusakim. יש לי מסר לכל החולדות שבעזה, לבנון, איראן. אל תתעסקו עם צעד. אתם תצאו מרוסקים.
That's what I mean, folks. They're just posting their war crimes on social media and letting you know what Israelis and Jews really are all about. Remarkable, folks, remarkable. But the whole thing's been staged. The whole thing's been set up to happen. Even Haaretz now, the Israeli newspaper, Haaretz, has said that yes, Israel employed the Hannibal directive on October 7th and killed a lot of its own people. It put out a directive that no car, no vehicle should return to Gaza. Doesn't matter even if they are Israeli vehicles, doesn't matter even if they had Israelis in them. If there was a house that they suspect had Hamas terrorists in it, they should shell the house and kill everybody inside.
A forensic, meticulous examination of the events of October the 7th. We uncovered very real crimes committed by Hamas and others. But I think what was perhaps most significant were the crimes we discovered that did not happen. And it's hugely concerning that these revelations have been virtually entirely ignored by the Western press. What's extraordinary is the Israelis were aware of the plans. Hamas were actually training quite openly for this operation, and they were actually placing the training videos online so anyone could view them. On the very night of October the 7th, before dawn, spotters along the fence are reporting back to headquarters, and the head of Shin Bet and the head of military intelligence take this seriously enough that in the middle of the night, they're up and talking to each other, and they conclude it's just another training exercise. And what is extraordinary is that they don't even raise the alert level to number one, you know, the most basic alert level would have made a huge difference. And they don't do that, which means that when Hamas bursts through the fence at 6:30 in the morning, they catch many of the defenders in their beds. I mean, you can see many of the soldiers are killed in their beds. Hamas had anticipated most of their fighters would be killed trying to get through the fence. In fact, only a small number were killed trying to get through the fence. They were as much taken by surprise as anyone by the performance of Israeli intelligence and the Israeli military. Crucially also, they were taken by surprise by this very large music festival that was taking place, which they don't seem to have been aware of. Having overrun the military bases, the game plan was to grab hostages and take them back. And they do this on a large scale. The Israelis were then extraordinarily slow to respond. Now, they scramble Apache helicopters, but there's no ground control. It's pretty clear that in the chaos, some hostages at least were hit by Apache helicopter fire. We've identified 27 people who were clearly taken hostage, taken captive, and were taken away from their homes, but never made it to the fence, died somewhere between their homes and the fence. There's a fair chance that a number of them were killed by Apache helicopters. Within the kibbutzes, we've identified 18 people who were pretty much certainly killed by the police and the army as they arrived. 12 of them, a specific incident in kibbutz Beri, where you have a large number of gunmen, around 40 gunmen, holed up in a house with 13 hostages. A tank is brought in and opens fire on the house. There are two survivors from this incident, which is why we know about it. There may be other incidents we don't know about because everyone was killed, but there are two survivors from this who spoke to Israeli media. There's a common sense thing. You just have to look at the scale of the destruction, and it's clear that 1,200 men armed with rocket-propelled grenades and machine guns did not do all of this. The Hannibal Directive, which was something that was developed in the 1980s by the Israelis, and it was basically to avoid situations where their enemies would capture one or two or three Israeli soldiers and then effectively hold them to ransom. There was one occasion where the Israelis released over 1,000 Palestinian prisoners in return for a single Israeli soldier. So an order was issued whereby they said, it's better that we kill everyone than allow people to be captured.
They did everything they could. I mean, not only did they know it was going to happen, they were pre-warned of it, but they did everything they could to make sure there were maximum casualties. They pulled all the military away. Then they sent their own military forces in to escalate the situation and kill as many Jews as possible. That's what Israel does. Yeah, it's just such a deceptive, sadistic, deranged culture. It's almost impossible to describe, folks. It's almost impossible to put into words just how deceptive and deranged this culture is. A pineapple growing there, folks. Looks like it's got a bit of ripening to do, but it's a pineapple. Interesting stuff. Yeah, and they're really trying to push things in everywhere. Like in the United States, you might have seen there was a whole group of apparently white supremacists marching around. Is it Michigan or something like that? I'm not sure where it was, but it was somewhere. These are all FBI agents, folks. Of course they were FBI agents. It was actually a U-Haul truck bringing them to the event.
Vanguard. Oh, it's a fucking protest.
What is this?
And, you know, if they were truly standing up for America, if they were truly Trump patriots, as they're saying, are patriots. We're patriots because we support Trump. And yet they've all got masks on their faces. No Trump supporter would put a mask on their face, folks. They're all proud to be American, even though they're deluded. They don't realize that Trump is part of the game. And if Trump comes in and suddenly removes the welfare of all the migrants, you are going to see the crime rate just quadruple in a matter of days, a matter of hours, folks. It's going to be absolute mayhem. And it will bring about the destruction of the United States, which is already happening through BRICS, through the crash of the US dollar, which again is totally planned to happen. It's remarkable, folks, how much they get away with and how much people just can't see it. It really is. But a new leader in France as well, you might have noticed. And what's the result of that? Total riots all around France. They're saying this is the people. These are the left-wingers. They won, and so now they're trashing everything. No, they're not. These are freaking protesters that are spurred on by, I would say, Israeli operatives in order to cause as much mayhem as they can, in order to put forth the idea that, well, this is what happens when you vote the Jewish-serving Zionist parasites out of power. The whole place turns to complete and utter chaos. False flags, folks. This is how it always works. You've got to get the Jews out of your country. You've got to get all of these people out of government. You've got to get all of these people out of any situation where they can influence the state politics. You really do. And these people are responsible for so much death and destruction. It's just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. But they continue to do it because people are just too apathetic to call it out for what it is. They're too scared to call it out for what it is, especially in a lot of European countries. Well, they've made it illegal to criticize the Jews. And why do you think that is, folks? What sort of a race has to pass laws to stop people criticizing them? What sort of a world is it where you can get in trouble for calling out genocide because you might offend the murderers? What sort of a world has this become, folks? It's... You got to almost just hope that it implodes soon and we go back to the Stone Age, because, you know, I don't know what else is going to fix this. But of course, that's dangerous as well. I mean, if the internet goes down, if communication goes down, then the governments of the world will be able to kill all their citizens very easily, and there won't be anybody there to complain about what's going on or bring the rest of the news to people. You know, but it's remarkable. There was a guy the other day... I can't think of his name, but he burnt a Torah on and posted it on X. And this guy had been fully being attacked by Zionists. He had people doxing his address. They'd been ordering food that he never ordered and sending it round to his house and not paying for it. They sent four SWAT teams to his house as well. and yeah, everything was okay. And then suddenly he burnt a Torah and X banned him. And yet you've got people burning Qurans and burning all sorts of stuff and calling for the total destruction of Arab states. And it's all good. It's all fine. Nobody worries about that. But if you say anything against the state of Israel, if you burn one of their demented religious books, and don't get me wrong, folks, I think all religion is demented, as I've said so many times, but if you burn a Jewish religious book on Twitter, suddenly you get a six-month suspension. Unbelievable, folks. It's unbelievable, the state of the world, you know. Like I said, you know, you've got people committing genocide, and the people who call this out are being penalised in case they offend the people who are carrying out the genocide. What sort of a world is this, folks? What sort of a world have we moved into? It's just incredible, absolutely incredible. Something else, I've been getting a lot of talk or a lot of complaints. People have been sort of whinging and whining about the new BitChute as well. BitChute's been updated. It looks more like other sites now. Apparently people don't like change. I don't mind the new update that much. I mean, I still use the old BitChute as well, but I don't mind a new update that much. I mean, at least the menus are a lot more easily accessible and stuff like that. So there's some good points to it. One of the things I wasn't happy about is the fact that you couldn't browse your own comments on your channel. I wrote to Ray about that, and he fixed that up. That was fixed within a couple of days. So you can browse your own comments now quite easily. Another thing that's kind of annoying is that, I mean, you get so many trolls on BitChute, and they open new accounts. You can't just go to their page now and see, oh, this account is 45 minutes old or 3 hours old, you know, because that's what they do. They open new accounts, they come and troll you. Often they take your name and come and troll you, or take someone else's name, pretend they're a loyal listener of your channel, and then they go and start posting derogatory comments and things. And there's no way of discovering this by looking at the date the channel was opened. I think they're going to fix that as well. But the old BitChute is still available. For those who don't like the new look or the new format, the new layout on BitChute, all you gotta do is go up and look at the URL, and where it's got www.bitchute.com, just replace the www with the word old. So it's old.bitchute.com, and you'll have the old version. And Ray's told me that's not going anywhere. That's going to stay there for quite a while. So just change your bookmarks. If you don't like the new version, just change it back to the old version and change your bookmarks. There's also talk that BitSlide isn't working with the new BitChute as well. That would make sense because obviously the URLs have changed. So I don't know who runs BitSlide, but I guess someone does. And I would suggest that that is going to be updated soon as well. That's just a little tweak in the coding that guys who run BitSlide need to do. And BitSlide is like a phone app where you can download BitChute onto your phone or whatever. It's for downloading videos. So, yeah. But that's just something I've been receiving complaints about from people, just in the comments and stuff. People haven't been writing to me, and there's no point writing to me about it because I'm not affiliated with BitChute or anything. It's like Anarchapulco. A lot of people write to me about things with Anarchapulco, and I'm not affiliated with Anarchapulco. I'm not one of the organisers or anything. I'm just a regular speaker there. Of course, I know Jeff, and I know Rebecca. I know a few of the people who are the organisers. But, you know, my decisions don't hold any sway with them. I don't make any decisions. I don't contribute to that side of things at all. I'm just a speaker. But speaking of Anarchapulco, the tickets are on sale for that now, by the way, folks. You can go to anarchapulco.com. And again, if you would like a 10% discount, you can just use my name, Egan, I-G-A-N. Use that as a coupon and you'll get a 10% discount on the tickets. But another thing that's going on with Anarchapulco is Liberpulco, which is a European version of Anarchapulco, which is going to be happening in Liberland in Serbia this year in September, which is pretty exciting, folks. It's pretty cool to see this happening. I get to check out Liberland and I get to meet a whole bunch of people in Europe. I just did a tour of Croatia in April and May. And that was really good. I met a lot of people with that. I was people coming over from England and people coming from all over the place to come to these talks in Croatia. And I thought that would be the last time I'm going to be in Europe for a while. But I have been invited to speak at Liberpulco in Serbia, which I believe is running from the 2nd to the 8th, I think. I think there's two days before is the second and the third, and then there's the fourth to the eighth, or the fourth to the sixth, or something like that. I don't know. It's around there. It's early September. So if you ask someone in Europe who's often thought about coming to Anarchapulco, well, now's your opportunity to go to Liverpulco. And the tickets are actually quite cheap as well. So I recommend people check that out. And yes, I'm going to be speaking there. And yes, if you use the coupon Egan, my last name, to purchase a ticket, you'll get a 10% discount on that ticket. And that's a good thing. So I'm looking forward to that, folks. Over to Europe, over to Serbia in September. Serbia is a beautiful country. That whole area is beautiful, folks. The Balkans, like Croatia and Bosnia. Actually, in Bosnia, there's a place I visited in Bosnia called Mostar. And when I was there, I noticed that there were a few Palestinian flags hanging around. I got a picture the other day of a huge Palestinian flag being flown from the old bridge in Mostar, which is a very, very historic bridge. I actually visited this bridge when I was there. The wonderful ladies that were taking me around Croatia and into Bosnia went and took me to this place and showed me this bridge. We had such a funny time while I was over there as well. There were so many jokes. And every day we just laughed our faces off. But yeah, really good to see people in Mostar speaking out about what's going on in Palestine and supporting the Palestinian people. The Palestinian people are so misunderstood. These are some of the kindest, humblest, most beautiful people I ever met, folks. I've been all around the world. I've been to lots and lots of countries. I've met lots and lots of people from lots of different races, different ethnicities. And I have to say that the kindest, gentlest, most humble and most giving people I ever met were Palestinians. That's why I've been so on this case for the last 12 years since I visited in 2012. You know, like, the Palestinians are so misunderstood. They're portrayed as terrorists, and they're not. Even, I mean, the whole concept of them being terrorists, it started with the boatloads of Jews that were arriving in Palestine just after World War II. There were three terror attacks against ships that were arriving from Europe, and these were blamed on Palestinian terrorists. Because the whole world was kind of irate about what was going on. You know, how are you moving all these people from Europe in there to take over this sovereign country? Shouldn't we be speaking out about it and supporting the Palestinian people? A lot of Palestinians had, you know, support. Palestine had a lot of support around the world. So MI5 staged what they call Operation Embarrass. You can go and look it up, folks. Operation Embarrass. This was when MI5 or MI6, I think it was MI5, actually carried out terror attacks and bombed Jewish ships in order to garner sympathy for the Israeli settlement of Palestine. And the next terror attack we saw in the area was the bombing of the King David Hotel, which was actually carried out by a Jew and blamed on Palestinians. And I can't remember the guy's name, but I know that his grandson is now part of US politics. I can't remember the name offhand, though. But yeah, this is an ongoing thing, folks. In fact, when they were settling Palestine to begin with, there were three Jewish terror groups identified during that settlement, and a whole bunch of them were arrested by England as well. So, I mean, Israel and Jews are the source of all world terrorism. There should be no doubt about that, folks, and I have no qualms in saying it. And just look at the figures that are coming out with the deaths in Gaza, 186,000 conceivable killed, possibly more, they say. And I would say, yes, it is more. But there are people speaking out about it. Like, this is what they're having all these riots in France for, to try to vilify this new government, because something the government has been saying, something that the leader of that government has been saying, is that we must stop the genocide in Gaza.
Depuis le 7 octobre, on a argué du droit international pour exciper les moyens de la légitime défense. Mais ce n'est pas la légitime défense d'assassiner indistinctement toute une population, attribuée à une responsabilité collective que l'intelligence du monde moderne avait récusée dès longtemps. C'est du droit international dont nous nous réclamons pour dire que détruire des écoles, détruire des hôpitaux, assassiner en masse des gens dans leurs appartements, leurs immeubles, cela s'appelle des crimes de guerre et qu'ils doivent cesser. Couper tous les réseaux, l'eau, l'électricité, les soins, et vouer toute une population aux épidémies, à la maladie, à la mort, à la souffrance, sans aucun recours. Cela porte un nom en droit international, cela s'appelle crime contre l'humanité. Il est temps que cela cesse. Nous sommes tous les témoins. Et notre présence est le seul recours dont disposent les pauvres populations assassinées. C'est que l'opinion publique mondiale fasse entendre, à l'heure du Guernica du XXIe siècle, que jamais, sous aucun prétexte, quelle que soit la couleur de peau, quelle que soit la religion, quelle que soit la nationalité, nous ne distinguons entre les êtres humains qui sont accablés et sans défense. Il faut que le droit s'impose. Il faut que la Cour pénale internationale arrête et fasse arrêter les criminels de guerre, que M. Galland et Netanyahu sont.
Yeah, and it's pretty obvious this is what's going on, folks. So they're going to try to do what they can to stop this sort of talk, you know, by staging these riots and all the shit they're doing. I mean, they're really trying to stop the voices for Palestine all around the world. In Germany, they've banned the upside-down red triangle, the only country on earth to ban a geometric symbol if it's coloured in a certain way. Interesting. And Germany has been decimated and milked dry from these Jewish thieves for so long over the collective guilt that they put on the German people, blaming them for a Holocaust that never happened. Yeah, and it's really difficult to wake the German people up to this as well. I mean, I spoke in Germany in 2012. Yeah, well, 2014, I think. I went and I spoke at Boom Festival, 2014 or 2015, I don't know, it was around then. I went and spoke at Boom Festival, and then I went on to Germany. And I gave a presentation in Germany, and during question time, there was a British guy there, and he asked me, what do I think the worst atrocity of World War II was? I knew it was a loaded question, but I had to answer honestly anyway. And I said, I think the worst atrocity of World War II was the bombing of Dresden. And when I said that, two-thirds of the room got up and walked out, left the building. I didn't say the Holocaust, you know, and they were offended by it because their whole persona is guilt. There are girls there who were traumatized that I'd said Dresden and not the Holocaust because they're trained to feel guilty. They're living with this incredible guilt of who they are, and that's their whole persona. This is what they know, is that they're guilty. You know, German kids commit suicide at 13 years old sometimes simply from the pain of being born German because they're so horrified at what the German people did. When it's all been misconstrued, and no, I don't trust Hitler either. I mean, Hitler was the one who sent all the Jews down to Palestine anyway in 1933 in the transfer agreement. And this is true, folks. I mean, you'll find videos, I don't know if I can find one to include here, but you'll find videos of Jews marching down the street of New York doing the Sieg Heil because they totally support Hitler because Hitler had just basically given them Palestine. This is something that the UK didn't do. I mean, they made the Balfour Declaration, they got US involved in World War I, and they trashed Germany in World War I. With the agreement that, you know, if we get America involved in your war, you will give us Palestine. But England never did that. So they staged World War II and they manufactured the Holocaust in order to get Palestine. And that's what World War I and World War II was mainly about, folks, was Palestine. That's why World War I started. And World War I and World War II were essentially the one war just stretched out with a big lull in the middle. But no, I don't support Hitler. I don't support any politician. I think all these people are parasites, folks, and I think we would be far better without these people. Absolutely, with no debate possible. You know, they're criminals, folks. It's criminal racketeering and terrorism. The tactics that the police use against the people is terrorism. Terrorism is defined as violence or the threat of violence carried out against civilians as a means of coercion, often for political reasons. That was the old definition. That used to be in the Oxford Dictionary, but of course they changed that. You'd have to get an old dictionary to find that definition. It was also described in earlier dictionaries as a method government uses to coerce its people into compliance. That was back in the 30s, 20s or 30s, that was the definition. And you'll probably still find this sort of stuff if you go and search for it, folks. I don't know if you find it on Google. Perhaps you could use something like Brave or another browser. But they tell you what they've been doing, and they've been admitting this for years and years and years. So yeah, that's the state of the world, folks. What can I say? It's pretty fucked up. And I come here and I try to be positive with all this sort of stuff, but it gets really hard seeing what's going on. It gets really hard witnessing this genocide of Gaza all the time. And the suffering there is absolutely next level, folks. You cannot imagine what it's like to be a Palestinian. Getting moved around from here to here. Go over here to the west, it's going to be safe. Oh no, you can't come to the west, you've got to go to the south. Oh, we're bombing the south, you may need to move to the east. Oh, we're going to bomb the east, you need to move back to the west. These people have got bombs raining all around them. They don't know where to go because there is nowhere to go, because it's nowhere that is safe. And they are sadistic, next level sadistic, folks. I mean, some of the videos that have come out, girls with their bottom jaw blown off and they're still alive. You know, young kids on the ground and Israeli soldiers are punching them in the head and stuff like this, like just brutal, brutal stuff. Stuff I won't even show you. You know, I'm sure you're sick of seeing all the brutality, but this is what's going on. And it's still going on, and it's always going on. It's going on every single day.
I'm not pro-Palestinian, but I'm pro-truth. And the truth is, the Palestinians have been oppressed and suppressed and murdered and controlled and dispossessed for decades. That's just the truth. There's no post-traumatic stress disorder here, because the trauma is never post.
The brutality of these people. Even Chris Hedges said in another interview that he's never seen brutality like what he sees in Gaza. You know, he's seen children killed in war before, but he's never seen children being herded into a trap like mice and then shot and killed for sport, which is what the Israelis are doing, like that guy torching an Israeli house the other day just for the sake of it. You know, and they admit it, and this is a war crime. Everything they're doing is war crimes, and they are stupid enough to post it all on social media. So there's no debate that Israel is carrying out a war crime. And any politician that's supporting this is a criminal. Is a criminal, anti-human, anti-life, war criminal who has no right to sit in the office that they're holding. This new parasite that's just been selected in the UK, and he wasn't elected because, as I said, 80% of the people in the UK didn't vote for this parasite. This guy's supporting the war crimes of Israel. Therefore, he has abdicated any privilege he had to govern. He needs to be dragged out on the street, this guy. I mean, all of them do. Any politician that is supporting this, anybody who is supporting the state of Israel and what it's doing, is a blight on humanity. And anything you do to these people, I would say, is completely justified. They all deserve it. Because only a psychopath could possibly be supporting the state of Israel and claiming anything the state of Israel is doing has actually been done in self-defense. You know, I put out a video last week and said, you know, if you're under attack, would you know it? And I pointed out that what is going on here is a depopulation event. We are at war. We are at war, and most people don't even know they are on the battlefield. This is a war of depopulation that's being waged by the parasites masquerading as politicians who inhabit all of our governments. And even with what's going on around the place, like I showed you in Australia, the water's being poisoned. It's all poison. They're spraying the skies. They tried to genocide you with vaccines. Now they're spraying poison all over the place, killing everybody's pets, claiming it's to protect you from fire ants. What, they don't know it's poison and it's going to kill all the pets, kill all the wildlife, kill the emus, kill the peacocks, kill everything? kill the koalas, what, they don't know this? Of course they freaking know it. I mean, none of this would be happening if the government wasn't doing it deliberately. You know, Band-Aids, even Band-Aids, the glue in Band-Aids is toxic, cancer-causing. Why is this there? Why do you think Jews eat kosher food? Why do you think everything they have is kosher? They don't touch anything that they give to the goyim because they know it's all poison. And if your government wasn't involved in this, then it wouldn't be happening. You know, there wouldn't be poison water, there wouldn't be poison air, there wouldn't be poison ground from spraying, there wouldn't be poison Band-Aids, poison food. None of this would be happening if your government cared about you, folks. All this is being done deliberately. This is a soft kill operation that's been going on for many years, and it's time the people of the human race stood up and called it out for what it is. Your government is killing you, and people are arguing about it, debating whether it's happening. When they're going out there and they're eating all this poison shit, you know, the cost of living is freaking insane. People working 40 hours a week, two jobs, and they still can't pay their rents, you know. 40 hours at one job and 20 at another, and they still can't pay their rent, still can't look after their family. Even if you're a single person living in a single unit flat, single bedroom flat, working two jobs, people are still struggling to make ends meet. The cost of land and everything, and land hasn't gone up in value, folks. What's happened is the dollar has gone down in value. As I've said many times, you can look at it. Look at the price of gold. And think about it. 100 years ago, you could go into a pretty classy shop and you could buy yourself a good suit, a good hat, and a good pair of shoes for one gold coin, 1 ounce of gold. Today, for the value of an ounce of gold, which in Australia is just a bit over $2,000, in America it's probably around about $1,600 or $1,800, you can still go into a shop and you can spend $1,600 or $1,800 on a good suit, a good hat, and a nice pair of shoes. It's the same price. You can still buy the same things for an ounce of gold as what you could 100 years ago. It's just that 100 years ago, an ounce of gold was worth $10, and now an ounce of gold is worth $1,600 to $1,800. And that isn't because the gold's gone up in value, it's because the dollar has gone down in value through inflation, through pumping the system with this stuff, and just all the bullshit that they spread. Bullshit that they do, and it's all been done deliberately. Why are they doing it? Well, they want to destroy Amalek, folks. That's always been the plan. Destroy Amalek, wipe out all trace of anybody or anything that isn't a Jew. And they're even killing goats and dogs and all sorts of stuff in Gaza. Again, I won't show you the videos because it's too upsetting. But there's videos of all this sort of stuff. Just go onto Twitter, go onto X, and just search Gaza, search Palestine. You know, you'll find so many horrific videos. Go to my page, you'll see a lot of stuff on my page as well. But I, you know, I'm sick of kind of sharing this stuff on my video reports because it's just too disturbing. Now, I want people to be aware of what's going on, but I want them to feel empowered at the end of these videos, because knowledge is power. Knowledge is empowering. If you don't know what's going on, then you're never going to be able to heal it. If you don't realize you're on the battlefield, then we're never going to win this war. Because this war is happening. I mean, even look at the Deagle website. They took the stats off there a couple of years ago, but you can still go into archive.org and you can see the stats. They plan on reducing the population of the US by about 200 million. And how are they going to do that? Well, a good way to do it would be to vote Trump in and have him remove welfare from all the immigrants so that total mayhem and war and death and destruction and rape, pillage and plunder happens all over US streets. Which will be the result of it. And don't forget, folks, Trump works for Israel more than he works for the United States. You know, his slogan, Make America Great Again, it should be Make America Jewish. Because really, it's Jewish already. All the Chabad Lubavitch that speak out against Zionism and all that sort of stuff, that's who was running that tunnel system in Brooklyn in the United States. And they said they concreted it all up, but they didn't. They just concreted up the entrance that was found so you wouldn't go in that way. There's still massive amounts of child trafficking and stuff going on in these tunnels, folks. That's what they do. Interesting, that little bit that I had in the last show as well about the bit out of the Emerald Tablets and how they need children's blood and all sorts of stuff. Wouldn't surprise me if any of this is true, folks. It really wouldn't. So yeah, it's the state of the world. I mean, how do you empower people in the face of all this, really? You know, again, you've got to be able to kind of disconnect from it. I mean, that's how I do it. I just kind of disconnect from it a little bit. I think that it's all happening for a higher purpose. I mean, I really think the situation in Gaza and what's going on in Palestine is a result of not just the criminality of governments, but it's our irresponsibility. It's our failure to acknowledge this criminality. It's our toleration of wrong behaviour. That's what's causing it all. I mean, really, if you want to know what the problem is, folks, you just got to go look in the mirror. Like I said, if you're not speaking out about this, if you're not trying to do something about it, anything you can, even if it's just putting flyers in your neighbourhood letterboxes or talking to your neighbours or whatever, it doesn't matter if they hate you or vilify you or whatever. You've got to speak about this. You've got to get the word out to people. Anything you can to get the word out to people is a good thing. And if you don't do this, like I've said, if you're someone with a large channel, you've got a large fan base, and you're not talking about this, then you are complicit in genocide. All these new age people, oh, I don't look at it because where attention goes, energy flows. You're creating it by looking at it. No, you're creating it by not looking at it. You are allowing darkness and shadow to exist in the world by your failure to cast any light on it. It's an important way of looking at things, folks. But anyway, I'm going to leave it there for now. Just a short video report today. The last one was like 2 hours, so it's probably good to get to this one, which should be around about an hour maybe. And I've got a bunch of interviews coming up. I've got an interview tomorrow. I think I've got one the day after. I've got another one on the 14th, I think. I've got quite a few interviews coming up in the next week or two. So you'll get all of them. And I'll do another video as soon as I'm able. Maybe next week, maybe in a few days. Who knows? I mean, if something happens in the world that's worth talking about, I'd love to be able to come on and bring you something positive, but I don't know if that's going to happen. You know, Gaza and Israel and our governments, none of them really seem to want to have me looking at anything positive. So, you know, there's so much negativity happening. The trick is to be able to look at all this negativity and find something positive in it. Find the empowerment that you should have from having access to this information and acknowledging this information. That's what a lot of it is about, you know. I mean, everything I do to try to inspire people and try to inspire you and inspire people into action, self-responsibility. You know, if we could stop tolerating wrong behavior, as I've said many times, we could heal this in a day, folks. But who's prepared to do that? But anyway, I'll leave it there for now. Thank you to all the people who send me so many kind emails. I do get so many supportive emails, and it's really great of people to do that. Thank you again to Brad and Jenny for getting me the new laptop. Thank you to anybody who's ever made a contribution to the website. It's the only thing that keeps me going, folks. So, I mean, that's the only thing that has kept this report on the air for the last 15, 16 years. Well, actually, like, I didn't actually open up a donations page until maybe, well, I've been doing this for like 8 years, living off my own savings before I opened a Patreon or a donations page. Of course, I've been banned from Patreon since then. Banned from Subscribestar, banned from everywhere. But there's still my Stripe account. You can go and donate to the Stripe account, or there's a connection to my Wise Bank account. You'll find the details on my website. And thank you to all the people who do contribute to keep this show on the air, folks. You really do make a difference. I mean, I wouldn't be able to bring you these reports otherwise. Now, even, you know, a lot of the stuff I do, folks, I do it all for free. You know, I've never had anything for sale. I've never tried to sell you any books or do any fundraisers or anything. Even when I went and did the talks in Croatia in April and May, I did it all for free. And so did the people who ran the talks. I mean, incredible family, folks. They flew me over to Croatia and they flew me back again. They gave me board and lodging while I was there, provided me with a place to stay. They fed me, wouldn't let me spend any money on anything. And they didn't charge anybody for the talks either. What they did, they got like 200 t-shirts printed, which were like €5 a shirt to have them printed. They sold them for €10, which is quite cheap for a t-shirt. So they made $5, you know, they doubled their money. They doubled what they'd spent on the t-shirts. They got that back. And they had a donation box at the events for people who wanted to contribute to help pay for petrol. They managed to just scrape in. They ended up paying for everything they'd spent on getting me there. And they still had, you know, a couple hundred dollars or $100 over the top, which they were going to give me. And I said, no, I don't want it. You keep it. So, you know, I did it all for free. And they did it all for free. You know, there are a lot of good people out there that are doing what they can to make a difference, folks. And it's your contributions that makes this possible. So, yeah, thank you very much for that. Like I said, that is the end of the show. Try to keep it short today. I'm not going to rant on for hours and hours like I do sometimes. And thanks for putting up with that as well, folks. I sort of say, well, that's it for me. And then I think of something and off I go on another tangent. That's not going to happen today. So, yeah, thank you to everybody who sends me so many kind emails. Thank you for the support. Thank you to anybody who's contributed. Thank you to all the people out there on the front line speaking out and making a difference and bringing this information to the world. Now is our time, folks. And the world's getting so dystopian and pear-shaped that even the walking dead can pretty well see what's going on now. A lot of people are waking up, folks. Don't lose confidence in yourself. Don't lose confidence in this fight. And never, ever give up the battle. Never, ever succumb to the corruption of government. Never, ever you or let anybody you know join the military. Let's create the world we want to see, because now's the opportunity that we've got to do that. We've never had a better chance for freedom, folks. We really never have. But anyway, I'll leave it there for now, folks. Thank you for joining me on this report today. I look forward to speaking to you next time. Please take very good care until then. In Lakesh.
There's 250,000 drugs, pharmaceuticals in the PDR, the physician's desk reference, they have access to treat people in America. There's new ones coming out all the time. They're always bragging about how many billions of dollars worth of research they spend every year to find new drugs. If you take out the 500 antibiotics, it still leaves 249,500 drugs. There's not a single one of those designed to cure anything. There's not a single drug in the PDR except maybe antibiotics to cure a strep throat. Other than that, there's not a single drug in the PDR that cures anything. All designed to milk your insurance policies. They're all designed to milk Medicare and Medicaid. There's no laws requiring pharmaceutical companies to manufacture drugs that cure, even though they could.